Hey, this is Pastor Spencer with Racine Bible Church. You're listening to a sermon from a Sunday morning. Thank you.
The glory of God coming right down here into our pain and death and darkness. Praise God for Jesus. Our scripture reading this morning is from John chapter 1. If you brought a Bible, find John chapter 1. If you didn't have a Bible with you, there's usually a Bible in every other chair or so. And if you're not familiar with the Bible, the New Testament goes Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. So John would be about the fourth book that you'd find in the New Testament, the latter third of the Bible. And I'd like you to stand with me for the scripture reading. Go ahead and stand, and we'll read from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. We're reading from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. And as we read this, the sermon's just going to consist of four gifts or four blessings that Jesus has brought to us. And so I'd like you to listen for those as we read this. And the four blessings or the four gifts that Jesus has brought us: life, light, grace, and truth. Life and light, and grace and truth. I'll read from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. For no one has ever seen God. The only God, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." This is the holy and enlivening and enlightening word of God. You may be seated. This is a beautiful, beautiful portion of scripture. John chapter 1 is one of the high points of the New Testament. This is such a beautiful portion of scripture that to comment on it may make it worse than it actually is. One of my favorite authors, because he's so subversive and sarcastic, it has always been Mark Twain. And Mark Twain, I don't know where he was at with Christianity, but he was a keen observer of hypocrisy in the church. And Mark Twain was writing once about preachers that he heard preach from the Bible and commentators that he read writing about the Bible. And this is what Mark Twain said: "The sermons of many preachers and the researches of many commentators have already thrown much darkness on the Bible And it is probable that if they continue, we shall soon know nothing at all about anything at all. I don't want to throw more darkness and more confusion on the scripture by my brief comments about it this morning. I want to keep it as simple as I can. And so just 2 points out of this wonderful text that has 18 verses. The first one, just to summarize verses 1-9, is that Jesus gives us these two gifts, light and life. The summary of verses 1-9 is that Jesus gives us light and life. Or if you want to understand who Jesus is, according to verses 1-9, he is the creator and the illuminator. He's the creator and the illuminator. John chapter 1 gives us the relationship that Jesus bears to God. And in verse 1, John 1 says Jesus is God. Jesus is God. The Gospel of John gives us the relationship that Jesus bears to the universe. And in verse 2, John 1 tells us that the relationship that Jesus bears to the universe is that he is its creator. And then John chapter 1 gives us the relationship that Jesus bears to men and women, humanity. And according to verses 4-5, the relation that Jesus bears to humanity is that he is the light and the life of all of humanity. It says in verse 4 that he is the light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And it says in verse 9 that Jesus is the true light, which gives light to everyone, and he has come into the world. He's the life and the light of the world. John chapter 1 says that in the past, Jesus created everything that's in the world. The Gospel of John goes on to say that in the future, Jesus, when he returns, will recreate and bless everything in the world. But John 1 says that right now, by salvation, Jesus is bringing life and light to all of those who receive him, to all of those who believe in him. The story of the Bible is pretty simple, that in the beginning, Jesus created the whole world, and he created it perfect. We were without sin. We loved each other, and we loved God, but we failed. We have fallen. We have sinned. And so the reason Jesus came into the world was to restore that which was broken, to save that which was lost, to redeem humanity. The Bible goes on to say that Jesus is going to return, and when he returns, he is going to recreate the world. As far as the curse is found, he'll recreate and roll back that curse. The Bible says here that Jesus is the life and the light. He's the true light, which gives light to everything. Creation is not a free-floating, self-defining thing. Creation is tethered to Jesus Christ. We talk about cosmology. Why we have a universe and not a multiverse is because of Christ. Because of Christ. He is the light. He is the life of the cosmos. Everything coheres in the Son. Everything is preserved and sustained by him. We Christians should see everything as integrated in Christ, because he's the light and he's the life. That's what verses 1-9 say, that he's the light and the life. And then if we look down at verses 14-18, that's our second and very simple point, is that Jesus gives truth and grace. Jesus gives truth and grace. Or if you want to know who Jesus is, he's the revealer and he's the redeemer. He's the revealer, he gives truth, and he's the redeemer, or the savior, he gives grace. Verses 14-18 reveal something that's pretty shocking. Verses 14-18 reveal that God wants to know you. They reveal that God has a desire to be known by people. You see, verse 14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us so that we could see his glory. And verse 18 says, no one has ever seen God. No one has ever known God, the only God, but Jesus, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made God known. Jesus is the revealer of God. Jesus gives us the truth of God. The amazing thing is that God wants to know us. Sometimes you get to know someone. If you get to know you walk into Best Buy to buy something for your grandkid for Christmas, and the sales guy is trying to upsell you on something better, she's not really getting to know you. You get to know a salesperson who's just in it for what they can get out of you. Or sometimes you get to know someone, and as soon as you get to know them, they start asking you for things. They don't really want to know you. They just want what you can provide for them. When God gets to know us, the reason that God wants to introduce himself to us and get to know us is so that he can give us grace and truth. This is almost unbelievably too good to be true. This is our God. And that we behold him, that we sing these carols and choruses about what he has done to save us. This is a rescue maneuver that's absolutely awe-inspiring, that he would want to know us and that he would want to redeem us, that Jesus came here to save us and to bring us, the scripture says here, grace upon grace. For from his fullness, verse 16, we have all received grace upon grace. He came here to save us and to give us grace upon grace. He viewed us, God viewed us as broken, but fixable. God looked at us and he viewed us as lost, but findable. God looked upon us and he viewed us as ruined, but redeemable, though it cost him his very life. This is why the gospel is such great and glorious good news. And I want you to just think like I've been thinking all week about verse 16. For from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace, grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. The grace of Jesus Christ is so great. I do not know why so few would want to receive it. Why are there so many people left in our city and in our county and in our state who have not yet received the grace of Christ? Why not? Why not? The grace of Jesus Christ is so wonderful. The power of Jesus Christ is so mighty to save. Why are there so few who are experiencing it? I don't know why. I know that some people who are not in Christ, they don't turn to Christ because they actually think that they can have more life without Christ than they could have with him. They think, well, if I followed Christ and I came under his lordship and came under his yoke and entered his church, it would take out of my life the things that give my life light and joy and pleasure. Some people think they can find more happiness and pleasure without Christ than with him. They actually imagine that coming to Christ will be to step away from that which they enjoy. If that's you, I wish that somehow I could show you that holiness is happiness, and that conformity to Christ is the greatest joy that you could ever imagine. I wish that you could experience that the way that I have experienced it, the way that we have experienced it. I wish you could see that joy without regret and pleasures forevermore with no shame are found in Jesus and in Jesus only. The Bible says here that Jesus gives us grace and truth. You see it in verse 14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we've seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And then it says it again in verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. These are the two elements that your entire person is in need of. Grace and truth. Don't you want to know the truth? Don't you want to know for sure who you are and where you're headed? Don't you want to know that you know that you know for a truth, for a certainty, who you are and where you're headed? And don't you know that you need grace? Aren't you willing yet to admit that you're a failure and you need forgiveness, that you need God's grace? If you don't think that you need God's truth and you don't think that you need God's grace, I wanna shove you a little bit, lovingly, but maybe painfully. If you don't think you need God's truth, you've just shown me how blinded by lies you are. And if you don't think you need God's grace, you've just shown me how deadened your conscience and your spirit is. For you need God's truth and you need God's grace. And the Bible says right here that Jesus gives this. It goes to great pains here to say that this is not achieved by human merit. It says not of the will of flesh, not of the will of blood, not because of how much money you have, not because of who your parents are, not all of that. It says it's the gift of God. This is the glory of the glory of the good news, is that it's God's free gift, not as a result of human works, so that only the squeaky clean can attain it, or only those who have the right background can qualify for it. It's the gift of God, not of the will of flesh nor of the will of man, but of God. So would you come to Jesus Christ by faith? Verse 12 says, all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. If you have come to him and believed in his name, glory, glory in the fact that you are a child of God, not by your works, but by the gift of God, not by human will, but by God's grace. And if you haven't yet come to Jesus Christ, would you receive him? All you need to know is that he knows better than you do. All you need to believe is that he is everything that you need. Receive Jesus Christ as life and light. Receive Jesus Christ as truth and grace. This is Jesus. If you have not yet received him this morning. This is Jesus Christ. If you have received him, then glory and rejoice that you have life and light and grace and truth in Jesus. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, hear your children as they pray. Give to us a heart to worship you. Give to us lips to sing your praises with great joy. And give to us, oh, give to us compassion and courage and love to reach out to those around us with the grace and truth of salvation in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we ask all of this. Amen. To find out more about our ministry, contact us at racinebible.org. Thank you.